Yeah, look, it's great to see the cabinet come to Donegal. It's great to see them come to Gaeltacht area in Donegal. It's unfortunate that they didn't announce or publish the Gaeltacht, the Act of the Change, which has been long promised but hasn't been delivered. But really what we need to see from a cabinet meeting in Donegal is them dealing with the major problems and challenges that we have. While our country has many opportunities, has many great entrepreneurs, has huge possibilities and potential, we can't get away from the fact that for many decades now, we have the highest levels of unemployment in the state. We have the highest levels of deprivation in the state. We have the lowest amount of disposable income. We have some of the worst health outcomes in the state. And we have basic infrastructure, and indeed, we're one of the few counties that don't have access to rail. And on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis, we're getting reports across the county of water outages because of infrastructure that's simply crumbling under our roads. So that can't be addressed without serious investment, without what I would call a new deal for Donegal. And that's really what we need the cabinet to look at, not to come here just for the photo optics of the great background of Slieve League or Glencombe Kill as you're doing your press conference, but we need something that will actually change the fortunes of people in Donegal, that will allow entrepreneurs to thrive, that will allow people to be able to see that they have a future here, particularly young people who are attaining third level education, but many of them can't find the type of employment of high pay and high level that should be available here in our county.
Do you think then yesterday's cabinet meeting was nothing more than a publicity stunt?
Yeah, look, that's really what it was. You know, like the question we have is what substance was coming out of yesterday's meeting in relation to Donegal? And, you know, I'm one who argues for evidence-based policy. And in all of the indicators I've said on poverty, on disposable income, on unemployment rates, on health outcomes, then there is a unique situation in Donegal which needs a unique response. And that's not to take away from all the positivity that's happening in terms of what the council are doing, what entrepreneurs are doing, what businesses are doing, what local community groups are doing. But there also needs a major state intervention where we can turn around our fortunes. We need to get rid of the title, the forgotten county. And the only way we can do that is by a real change of attitude that recognises that Donegal stands apart on all of the different social and economic indicators, and therefore, as a result of that, needs a special deal from government that is based on tax, that is based on infrastructure, that is based on investment, that is based on entrepreneurship and support for SMEs, that is based on support for public services. That isn't there. That's what they're calling for. There's a need for a new deal, and that's what the cabinet should realise and hopefully will realise as they talk to people on their way back home from Donegal back to